I'm Mary Obana. I help people get unstuck. We are all meant to have full joy, pure love, complete fulfillment, and peace. You know what else? Each of us has a light, a unique gift that we are to find and share with the world. It's why we're here. It's who we're meant to be. But sometimes we can get stuck. Join me as I work with Spirit to help people from all walks of life receive the messages they need to hear so they can understand what's standing in the way of all the joy, fulfillment, love, and peace they are meant to have so they can get on with a life they're meant to live so they can shine. Real people, real stories, starting now. Hello. Today is a very special episode. If you've been a longtime listener of this podcast, you may recall an interview I did with Therese Horton titled Tragic Loss Turned to Love, Hope, and Purpose. I met Therese many years ago, but our paths seemed to be drawn more closely to one another's after the publication of my book, Shine, A Simple Guide to Finding Your Light and Letting It Shine on the World. In the ensuing months, Therese and I had many conversations about her life and her own light, that unique gift within each of us that we are meant to find and share with others. In her interview, Therese shared with us the details of the event that would lead to the tragic loss of her 11-year-old daughter, Rebecca, her ex-husband, Doug, and his new wife, Robin. The horrific accident would also leave her then 9-year-old son, Oliver, fighting for his life. When one experiences a sudden loss, and there's nothing more unimaginable than the loss of a young child, it can feel impossible to get past the devastation, the heartache, and the anguish. But as Therese recounted her experience with me and shared with us in her interview, there were so many remarkable things that happened, unmistakable gestures of love and support. She spoke of the people who seemed to appear at just the right time, the kindness of strangers, all those who helped her heal, and the messages that gave her reassurance that Rebecca was okay and with her always. Therese mentioned a manuscript she started writing to capture what she had been through, but that was put away in a box that hadn't been opened for many years. As we chatted further, it became clear she needed to reopen that box and finish her story, for it was a story that could benefit others. Life works that way. The experiences we are given, the joyful and painful alike, provide us with a unique perspective and draw us to explore new or previously disregarded areas, like breadcrumbs leading us to our light. And so it was with Therese. So Therese got to work, motivated by the idea that her experience could provide healing light to others. What would result is not only a beautiful book, but a process for Therese filled with tears and gratitude that helped her heal some more, as well as the loving support she felt every step of the way. Therese just published her book titled Rebecca's Gift. Therese's story is not just one of loss, but also an extraordinary story of love, faith, healing, and hope. I've invited Therese back to share with us what's happened since we last spoke. I know you're going to enjoy it. Here we go.
Hi, Therese.
Hi, Mary.
Welcome back. I'm so excited that you're here today to update us on what has happened since your last visit with us. Such an exciting day.
It is. I'm excited to be here, too.
To start, Therese, for those listeners that may not have heard your last interview, can you just please share in your own words where this journey all began for you?
Well, 26 and a half years ago now, I had gone away on a vacation, my first one since my divorce, and I left my 11-year-old daughter and 9-year-old son with my ex-husband and his new wife. And when I was in Colorado, they were in a car accident, and they were all killed except for my son. That's the beginning of when my life changed drastically.
Oh my goodness. For any parent, the idea of losing a child is
just unimaginable. And the thing that I've found so fascinating about your complete journey is with this tragedy, so many unbelievable and beautiful things have happened since, right? I mean, that's the thing that I think is so striking about this whole kind of experience that you have had amidst this crazy and horrible loss. There have been so many things that have happened that are so demonstrative of the beauty and love that always exists, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, in the very beginning, I was in Colorado and I went outside before I started coming home, and just was such a beautiful day. And I knew I had a choice to make, whether to go on, you know. And I feel like I was encouraged from that moment by many beautiful signs and things that happened along the way that I write about, you know, in my book, that just kept encouraging me to go on. And
yeah.
And here it is, you know, 26 years later, and I have a renewed relationship with Rebecca that after writing this book that is more joyful than I could ever have imagined. I've just let go of so much sadness that I didn't even realize after all this time. I had done so much work that I was still carrying around, I call them big bags of sadness, that were weighing me down. I feel like after writing this book, I have a whole new relationship with Rebecca, and it's so much more joyful. I mean, it always was joyful, but the sadness got in the way and the heaviness. Finishing and completing this book has just changed my life too. There was so much love involved, and it just flowed so beautifully.
So let's talk about that, because I know in our last visit, you had mentioned that you had this manuscript that you started writing to capture everything that you had been through. And you had put this manuscript in a box for over what? What was it like? Yeah, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, 23 years it's been in the box.
Wow. Wow. And this manuscript you wrote originally just to what? To kind of capture what you had been through, or?
Capture what I had been through, yes, but all the signs and symbols and messages and healing that was just there for me. And I was open to it and just kept guiding me and leading me and showing me the way. I always felt a strong force pushing me forward and showing me signs. And that's what the book's about, is from the very beginning, all the encouragement and the signs that I got. And I was open to all those signs, and I still get them every day. I mean,
yeah,
I don't even have to ask. I don't ask for them. They just come.
Yeah. The one that struck me, and you shared this in your last interview, but for those who haven't yet listened to it, the thing that was so amazing to me, and, you know, you talk about, are they really with you, you know, and the signs that you get when you walked out of New England Medical Center to get some fresh air with your friend, Mary, and you were walked. Tell us about that, because that was just staggering to me.
Yeah. I think that was the third day or the fourth day. And I talk about this in the book too, is that I always needed air, fresh air. I had trouble breathing. So we went out to get some fresh air, and it was very crowded. There were many homeless people around, and I just, you know, was just really not, you know, in a good space at all, but just trying to get breath and noticing the people and the busyness of the space we were in our little patio. So we turned to go back inside, and I looked down at my feet, and it was shining too. I mean, they look like brand new shiny dimes side by side at my feet. And I have a habit, and Mary knew my habit, of picking up pennies and reading the dates and, you know, finding some significance. So I picked them up and I said, oh my God, Mary, look at the dates. 1982, which was the year of Rebecca's birth, and 1994, which was the year, you know, that year that she died. That was 1994. And I just lost it. You know, I just knew that, I mean, nobody had picked up these dimes. I mean, there were tons of people around and I don't know, it's just amazing. So that blew me away. Yeah.
Because you knew that she was telling you.
I felt that. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm here.
Any way she could get my attention.
Yeah. She knew that one.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's what I think, you have to just be open to those things because yeah. They're there. Yeah. The book has evolved a lot. You know, it was different when I wrote it, when I first started writing it years ago. I just wanted to document everything too. And I interviewed, it was, you know, a bad car accident. I interviewed so many people that were involved, police officers and nurses and doctors and friends and family, finding the news. And it just evolved. But it got to the point where I didn't know how to end it. You know, I didn't know where it was going. And then Oliver was growing up and my son. And life got too busy. And I put it away.
Right, right, right. And I know that when, Therese, we had connected and done a reading, and I know in that reading, Rebecca came through. And loud and clear. And I'm just going to recap. I have here some of the things that she had said at the time. She said, as we connected with her loving spirit, she said, Mom, I love you so much. I am with you all the time, you know. I'm never not with you. I'm okay here. It's beautiful, so peaceful. I feel your love and I hope you can feel mine too. I see that you're stuck. I want you to get to a place of peace. You have so much to give. I want to help. You wonder what your path should be at this time, but I know you know inside what it is. You have to trust yourself. Mom, you have to tell your story. You have to tell our story. There will be people who will be healed by our story. My life on earth was to get you to this point of healing for you and so many others. This is why I was in this life experience, you know. This pain you have felt is a pain shared by so many others, but your healing will heal others. Your love will heal others. You have so much love to give. You must not keep it within you. You have to let it shine. Make my life worthwhile. I still get chills.
I know.
When I read that. And I know that was for you, as you had mentioned, you had this book in this box for so many years. And I think in the back of your mind, you've always said you've known you've wanted to finish it. But boy, nothing more motivating than that to get you to crack that box open again, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and then it just flowed after that. I mean, it was everything open, all the obstacles and resistance I had put up. My computer, you know, is old and I need this and I don't know, you know, and it just flowed so beautifully and felt so right. It was so healing for me in so many ways too, to finish it. It's opened up a whole new light now for me. Our light shines brighter. My light, Rebecca's light.
Yeah.
It's been beautiful.
This book called Rebecca's Gift. It's this beautiful story and tribute to everything that's happened to Therese, really starting with the accident, that tragedy that happened in 1994, and what ensued following. And she captures just so many of these crazy things that happen that are undeniable signs of love. And it's such a beautiful story. And the thing that struck me when reading it, and I'm telling you, for those out there, you will not be able to put this thing down. It's really so engrossing and honest. And you can almost feel your healing. Tell me about that, because
for those who have suffered loss, I mean, what was it you had mentioned that, you know, you had these bags of sadness that you were carrying? And I don't know if you acknowledged it. Did you kind of not realize how heavy they were? Or tell me a little bit about that and what transpired through this process.
Well, here it was in the spring when we first talked, you know, 26 years later, and I've done a lot of work, and I thought I was doing pretty good. I didn't realize how heavy this sadness was still weighing on me. I couldn't let in the joy. I was blocking the joy and the love that she wanted so bad for me to feel. Makes me want to cry because I was blocking it with my sadness. And that was huge for me to let go of that.
Is some of that sadness like you are holding on because you feel like that's your way to hold on to her? Or what is that? You know, what do you think that's what's going on?
I think there's a lot of things that go on there. Yes, holding on to her and also feeling, how can I feel joy when this tragedy, how can I feel the love, the incredible love that she gives me every single day when the sadness just masks all that and the fear and the holding back? I mean, I feel like she was screaming to me, you know, you have a voice, you know, you can let it shine. People need to hear that you can go on, you can be joyful, and that it's okay. I guess that's the biggest message, that it is okay. I thought I would read this paragraph that's at the end of my book.
Yeah, please.
Get myself together. but this is very towards the end. I wrote, by sharing Rebecca's story and all the lives she touched, I am reminded again that love never dies. Writing and remembering all the wonderful memories have helped me let go of big bags of sadness that I didn't even know I was still carrying around. She has shown me in so many ways to choose joy and to always look for the memorabilia and the messages because they are there. And thank you, my sweet daughter, for your gift of love. And I think, too, that, you know, I've been realizing that, you know, the gift is that our lives are a gift. Every day is a gift. And that was the gift she gave me. I mean, and that she's right here. I just have to feel her. And I have fun with her now. You know, I don't, she's just part of it. But it's not, I feel like I've just let go of so much sadness. I'll just read one more little thing.
Yeah, please.
Telling our story has helped me find my voice. And this quote was a quote that I had on my bureau for years. I mean, long before the accident. And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud became more painful than the risk it took to blossom.
Yeah.
It's just taken so long to really feel that, to really feel that it's okay to blossom. And now I feel like, I just feel like a whole new opening, expansion of my life. I just feel like, wow, you know, it's awakened this creativity writing the book. I mean, I completed it, you know, it's done.
It's amazing.
You know, it's imperfections, but I can look at it and feel it and be happy and feel her joy. I guess that's the big thing, is that now I can feel her joy that she's been trying to get me to feel all these years.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is so, it's really something special. The idea of going through this experience, the thing that was so remarkable to me is through this process, not only are you sharing all these beautiful moments and being so honest with what you were feeling, Oliver, who survived the accident but was fighting for his life, and what that was like, and the fear that was enveloping you because you were holding on so tightly to him because it was all you had left, and your process of healing, and the beautiful messages of hope and love that continued to come through. I look at this book and think anyone who is a parent, anyone who's ever lost anybody, anyone who wonders what happens when someone that is so close to you passes on, what happens? And this is, to me, just evidence of there's so much hope and that love does continue to go on, and how that love was able to shine in such a unique and remarkable way, and how through this unimaginable loss, you have found your voice. Life is interesting. It's like it gives us all these experiences, the joyful and the painful alike. Our life is like this beautiful tapestry, and all these things that happen to us have meaning, even the painful. And I think about what you've been through and this beautiful thing that came of this horrible loss will spread healing and love to so many people who need it.
Yeah. I still, of course, wish she was here with me, but she is, just in a different way.
Yeah.
In a very powerful way. And I can almost hear her right now saying, you know, I'm right here, Mom. I'm with you. And yeah. we can go places, you know. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Funny, I have one more quote, and I still have this on my bureau. And I think it's been on my bureau for I don't even want to tell you how long, probably 30 years, but it says you can either waltz boldly onto the dance floor of your life and live the way you know your spirit is nudging you, or you can sit quietly by the wall and recede into the shadows of fear and self-doubt. And I don't even know who wrote it. I don't have who wrote it, but I just feel like Rebecca and I are waltzing now, that I am dancing. You know, she loves to dance. I mean, the book cover is just her joy, because she had so much joy and she wants me to have that joy. She wants me to dance and let go.
Yeah.
And as I say this, you know, it just touches me so deeply, because I've held back so much.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah. I loved how you said, like, this letting go of these bags of sadness. You know, it's like now that letting go has been replaced with all this love and joy. You know, it's almost as if you have this, you know, this cavity or something, you know, that now is filled with all the joy, and you can feel the joy because you're allowing yourself. And maybe that's part of it too, giving yourself permission to feel the joy.
That's very part of it. You know, I think when something like this happens, even when you laugh, you say, oh, I can't laugh. I know that you feel guilty just being happy about something. And it made it was so difficult. And I really, in the beginning, you know, with Oliver being in critical condition and fighting for his life, and I say this in the book, I mean, I had to say, Rebecca, I can't even go there. You know, I've got to be here for my son. I mean, for Oliver.
Right.
And I know she got that, but it was so hard. The guilt and the, you know, you just put yourself through so much. But I feel like her light is shining brighter now, because my light is shining brighter.
Aww.
And I think that, you know, and I, you know, and that brings me back to Shine, your book, because that's what started all of this, and the reading and shining our light. And it just really, I mean, it's just the beginning. I feel like, it's also opened up a lot of creativity for me, and I'm excited about that. And that I wrote a book. I mean,
who knew?
And I've been getting wonderful, wonderful feedback from people. It's hard just because I don't want to say, well, enjoy it, because I don't know, but you do. And I want people to enjoy it. It's sad. And I have people that have said, they cried through the whole thing, but it's good tears. It's good.
It is. I don't know anyone who's read this without reading it in one sitting, like, because you just can't stop.
I do get that a lot.
You can't stop.
Like, it's already over. You read the whole thing and yeah.
You can't. But that does happen. It does. You just, it's so gripping and you have these beautiful thoughts and quotes throughout, and it leaves you in the end feeling that there's so much love and hope and beauty in our every moment, whatever that might be. And this is an example of that to me. And so I was left feeling just grateful for this beautiful gift, Rebecca's gift, and this experience of going through this with you, you know, that you are so honest and vulnerable in your telling of your story. It's really, really special. So I can't say enough about it. I just think it is a gift. It's about life, you know, how we live our life and how we appreciate our life. And then when we lose somebody, that love never, ever dies. And that's the thing that is such a powerful message. It's like, wow. So anyways, I'm so grateful for this. I'm grateful for Rebecca and for you, and to know too that Oliver today is thriving. You have a beautiful grandson and that he has gone through his own journey and ended up in such a beautiful place. So it's, you know, it really is. It's something special. That's for sure.
I'm very grateful. Very, very grateful. And I thank God every day for my life, for Rebecca's life, for Oliver's life, and Doug's life. You know, I'd like to mention Doug for a minute, you know, my ex-husband. It's brought me closer to him. And I mean, I always was very close with him, but it's helped me grieve him a little more. I guess I put him in the background because I focused so much on Rebecca and Oliver. And now I feel like, I think it wasn't a coincidence that the editor of my book, one of the editors happened to know Doug, which, you know, here it is, you know, what, 26 years later, and he knew Doug and he knew his work. And I just felt it was a nice sign from Doug that, yeah, do this. There's a poem in the book that Doug wrote, and it brings him back. And he was an amazing person. He had a lot of life in him.
Yeah.
And he wants, I feel like, you know, that's the message I just keep getting over and over, that, you know, life is the gift and enjoy it. We're here. And you say that all the time with Shine, you know, use our gifts, be our gifts, live our gifts, and love.
Yeah.
Just love.
Just love. And what can unfold when you remember, get reacquainted, recognize, embrace the gifts that everyone has within them. Everyone's got something so beautiful and special within them, and to go there and to appreciate it and to share it. There's something that I, like, keep having this vision of that blossom, you know, you said that tight bud.
Oh, I love that.
You know, that just opens and just completely blossoms when you're able to shine your light, you know, and that's what it is. And that enables other people to experience and feel that glow and to then shine their light. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And I just think, I believe in my heart that that's why we're all here, and for you to have found your light. And I feel like it is just the beginning, and this new chapter for you, starting with this beautiful book, and what an accomplishment and a tribute to your experience and to Rebecca's life and to the life of Doug and Oliver. And just, it's just something so special. I can't thank you enough for sharing it with us and for shining your light so brightly. It's magnificent.
Thank you. I can't thank you enough for making it happen. You and Shine and Peter and all the messages in your reading. And not just that, Mary, but your support and encouragement every step of the way, and especially at the end with the editing process and all the book, writing the book was easy. It flowed. It was great. It was the editing and the publishing that was a little tricky, but your support was amazing. So thank you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Absolute my pleasure. So thank you, Therese, for being here today and for coming back and for sharing with everyone this beautiful birthing of this book.
It is. It's a labor of love. I felt, and it took about 9 months, 10 months. It wasn't. And Rebecca was about almost 10 months. So. Birthing her. So yeah, this is a new birth.
It's beautiful. It is really something amazing. So thank you so much. I will leave a link to it in the show notes, but it's called Rebecca's Gift by Therese Horton. I will tell you, this is something special. I would absolutely read it. I would gift it to people. I just think it's a beautiful message. Something that we all can appreciate and get something from. So thank you, Therese, for all you are and all you do and for shining so brightly.
Rebecca's Gift, the story of a mother's love for her lost daughter, her devotion to her son, and her process of healing. But even more, this story delivers the beautiful, hopeful message we all must learn. After loss, love goes on. And with that knowledge, we are compelled to go on too. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, take it easy.